Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
This is AJ Brown, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier, and the show today is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Go to Underdog Fantasy today. Make sure to go sign up using promo code ROSTER for all of your action on the big game this week. We have tons of pick'em stuff that we're going to be getting into. We're going to go through our thoughts and ideas about what's going to happen in this game and put it to good use, man, over at Underdog. Underdog Fantasy, promo code ROSTER, get a 50% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And also a bunch of freebies this week, a bunch of gimmies, a bunch of, you know, awesome promos over there. So if you've been on the fence about signing up an Underdog, I mean, now's the time, dude. Go get a bunch of action. They have action on basically every player. And we're going to talk about some of this again. Underdog Fantasy, promo code ROSTER. Cody, you excited about the big game, brother?
I'm excited as hell for the big game. And the way you brought in the show, I felt like we were on the actual radio for a second there. So I'm excited. Final pick'em show of the year. It's not the final time we're going to be making some picks this month, but it'll be the final game of the year until August.
It's fine. We have all the all 22 from all the players, man. Nowadays you can just cast it up onto your TV and just have football on all the time anyway, right? It's like we're not gonna worry too much about that, of course. Speaking of all this, I do have a dynasty rookie thing I want to talk to you about, but we have to start out with props because that's what's on the thumbnail. That's what we're here to talk about with this. Do you want to start out with one of the ones that you like, or do you want me to go first?
I mean, I'll just take the layup here. This one I plugged in a couple days ago. The way Saquon Barkley has played this year, and the feature he has been in this team for this team over the course of the last, I don't know what, since that Commander game before Christmas on the ground, he's at 150, 167, 119, 205, 118. He's had three of those five games with multiple touchdowns. I'm just going to go ahead and take the higher than half touchdown scored for Saquon Barkley. If this game's going to unfold similar to how we did a couple years ago in Arizona in the Super Bowl, and it was 38-34, I think that thing finished out as Kansas City scored 18 in the final quarter to win that game. The Eagles were technically up. I think Saquon's going to be a feature piece here. You got to remember, this is the best offensive line in the sport. I think they have advantages. I think Philadelphia is going to – they're going to have an opportunity to win this football game. And I think it's going to come down to a similar thing like the Buffalo game did. Who has the ball last is kind of my train of thought for this game. But I do think Saquon Barkley running the football, receiving the football is going to be a feature piece for the Eagles. Give me a half a touchdown for Saquon.
He's going to score a touchdown, right? But just to play devil's advocate a little bit, I think that's probably going to be the most bet prop or the most selected pick'em. Is that the top one if you look across some of the sites?
It's the most selected by a big margin before Saquon rushing. And so yeah, it's like a couple different sites have it for like 282,000 picks. I think another one has it for like 150,000 pick. Like, it's the most selected.
Feel a tiny bit fishy when you got the tush push and all the other stuff that could come in as swindly if they get down to the 1 yard line.
100%. But here's the thing: this is the best offensive line in football, and they're playing on turf. And I would say Saquon is at his peak of his powers right now. fully healthy. And all it takes for these guys is this. You've watched a lot of football. I've watched a lot of football. My favorite player I've ever watched is Adrian Peterson. And it was like this. You watch a game and he'd get up to like that 17, 18 carry mark. And you just knew that defense was going to break and there was going to be an opportunity. And that's not exactly how Saquon plays. Saquon's more of like the third carry of the game could go 80 yards. Mm-hmm. But that's a game changing thing right there. And Saquon's been showing it all season long. Granted, he hasn't scored a touchdown in every single game. Like he didn't score against the Packers and Cowboys, still at over 150 yards on the ground, or 150 yards overall. But I think, these are the last 10 games, 2-2-1, 0-0-2, 0-0-2, and 3. So I'm just going to take the side of I think this is going to be a high-scoring game in the 30s.
What is this, like minus 200 by now or something probably? I know that it's going to –
score a touchdown?
What? Yeah.
A touchdown, he's minus 190. He's the leader in the clubhouse next to Jalen Hurts at minus 115. It's just – it's not like this extravagant, give me Xavier Worthy over 140. Like, it's a Super Bowl. I know Saquon's going to score. I'm on underdog, and I need to have more than two picks and more than one.
What on underdog does it give you, like 0.7x or something like that?
0.67.
Okay.
I'm just adding it in. I'm just throwing it in.
Okay.
Just throwing it in. It's going to go onto the slip. You're going to get a little more juice to your overall slip because, when you go over underdog, you have to either have two or three or four or five. You can even have six selections on one slip. And I just want the layup. I want to go up there, maybe not the Stephen Curry type layup from last night's game against the Lakers if you watch that. But, I want the layup that's going to go in.
I certainly did not watch that.
I'm not going to go into it. He missed two layups in one play.
I don't want to hear it.
LeBron hit a three. Draymond missed a layup. LeBron hit a three. It was
Draymond Green is still playing. Is Klay Thompson still on that team?
I'm not sure where Klay. I don't watch basketball. All I know is that there was a 9-point run.
Dude, those guys have to be getting old.
LeBron had three consecutive 3-pointers, including one from the logo. And Steph missed two layups. Draymond missed a layup, and Steph missed a three. It was horrible.
All right. That's enough basketball for the next 5 years.
Saquon, though, his layup is going in on Sunday.
Here's my first one. So I saw this and I was like, I started thinking, how do you think this game's going to go? One of the things I was looking into this. I asked Grok earlier give me the last five games at in the Superdome, because I seem to remember these games that are in New Orleans seem to be kind of high scoring.
Was the last one Baltimore San Fran?
Think so. Yeah, it was 20. It was in 27, maybe 2017, something like that. But four of the last five have gone over. And indoor. They always are, but indoor. Good, turf, fast track, all this stuff. This isn't one that I put in yet, but one that I was kind of like is in these high total games. If we can get kicking points around, I love getting them at 6.5, but I don't mind getting them at 7, maybe even 7.5. We have Jake Elliott right now at 7 as far as his kicking points. If we think that this is a spot where traditionally in these spots, teams go over, that would kind of usually be a lock for me. The only thing about Jake Elliott is if you go back and look, there's a couple things with Jake Elliott that worry me a little bit, and some things with Butker that worry me a tiny bit too. With Butker, it's mainly he hasn't been as good since he came back. He was injured for a while and been a little iffy, but he has had some time off coming into this week. For Elliott, what worries me more is, for one, it feels like on fourth down with the threat of, on fourth and short, or anything like the fourth and like 1.5 yards, something like that, tush push is pretty good. You know what I mean? And with Elliott, he's only been, I should have written it down, but I think he's like one of his last 9 or maybe one of his last 8 over 50 yards. So they don't trust him from far out right now. So a little bit worried about Elliott despite that. I just think Harrison Butker, he's some spots at 7 kicking points. I love that, but I think even 7.5 is one that I would be taking the more on in this spot. 48 is a really good healthy total. I think this game goes over. And when it does, usually kickers get pulled along. So that'll be my first one that I'm putting in. Harrison Butker over either. I think he's going to get like 8-9 kicking points. So I'm fine with 7 or 7.5.
1-8 this year on 50-plus yard field.
Yeah, it was like, all right. So 1-8. Still terrible.
I'm going to go with my second one as Travis Kelce. I told you this narrative last night, and this is a completely tinfoil cap right here. I think Kelce's going to go nuclear. He's been saving it. Everybody's known all year he's been saving it. That's why he hasn't been looked at as a dominant tight end, even though he had a 97 catch, 823 yards this season so far. Two catches last week. He had 7 against the Texans on January 18th. He had 8 on Christmas. Touchdown each of those games. I think Kelce's going to have a massive one here. They put this number at 6 when I took it a couple days ago. Right now it's
6 receptions, you're saying.
Still 6. Yeah, yes, 6 receptions, not 6 touchdowns or yards. 6 receptions for Travis Kelce. I think he goes 9, 10, 11 in this game. This is going to be, like you said, high scoring, I think as well, high scoring. Remember the Super Bowl 2 years ago, like I said, 38-34. In favor of the Kansas City Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the direction, or 38-35, sorry. That's the direction I'm going to go. So I'm going to take higher than 6 receptions for Travis Kelce with a tinfoil narrative of him winning the MVP, proposing, and retiring.
Okay. Well, dude,
there's no books are offering this tinfoil narrative, but if they were, plus 10,000? Can I get a plus 10,000 from somebody?
Dude, our guy Michael Lombardi calls that a St. Jude's bet. Just give the money. Just give the money to the kids at St. Jude's. He might win the MVP or what?
Dude, he probably won't. I mean, if he goes 12 for 180, I'm not sure he wins the MVP, because that probably means Pat has like 350 and 4.
Exactly. It looks like, and you can, you know, on all these on the Pick'em sites, you can, you know, Underdog, you can adjust it. So if you do think he's going to go for like, you know, 9 catches or whatever, you boost that thing up to 8.5, and you can go with it like that. I look at this and I see, depending on where you're playing, but, you know, just talking about Underdog, what is it, like a 14 fantasy score over there? 13.5. I haven't looked today, but that's
over Underdog. It is currently sitting at 12.85 fantasy points.
Oh, so are people betting the under on it? Or people are going under on it? Because I thought I saw it at 13.5. But to me, it's like, if you think that Kelce's going to have 6 catches,
yeah,
that's, I mean, he's going to have 72 to 80 yards. He's probably going to score. I might be just as tempted to go with the fantasy score if you think he's going to catch 6 balls or up to 9. You know, 12.85. That's not very many. On the PPR pick'em sites, it looks like that's sitting at 15. I like that as well.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
The Christ Hospital Health Network and Premier Health, named top hospitals in Cincinnati and Dayton by U.S. News, have joined forces to deliver specialized cardiovascular care to the community. This partnership gives you access to leading experts and advanced treatments for complex heart conditions close to home. With expanded services and cutting-edge technology, we're doing everything it takes to provide world-class heart and vascular care together. Learn more at premierhealth.com/together.
Staying with a Chiefs player here, I'm going to go with my, so here's what I think. I think that Kareem Hunt at this point in his career doesn't have that much juice. And I don't know. I know that he's been playing ahead of Pacheco, and I don't really know how all that's going to go. Right. I love the Philadelphia defensive front. And when I was thinking about this, I got it in my head. I was looking at the Kareem Hunt, you know, the different markets for him, and when I saw the 19.5 yards on the first five rushing attempts, I thought to myself, man, I don't have anything to back this up. But it feels to me like that Philly defense, at least at first, they tighten the screws. They, you know, it's hard to run on them at first to start football games. They're hard to run on, period. But it's hard to get things going against them. That's kind of what I thought. Mm-hmm. And I went back and I said, all right, well, I'm just going to go look at the game books and see. So here's what – if we look at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the last nine games, they've gone against this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 running backs of consequence. So in the – championship round, Brian Robinson goes for 5 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, 0 yards. So 13. So he goes under this 19.5. Austin Eckler, 4-1, 4-3-1, 11 yards. He goes under. One that went over was the Rams, Kyren. Kyren had a 3 yard rush to start. Then he pops one for 20. Then he goes 4, 2, and 3. So 32 total yards for him. Mainly having to do with that 120-yard rush. He goes over on the one rush, right? Josh Jacobs, who's good, right? He bet better than Kareem Hunt. He goes 2, 2, 4, 3, and 3. So 14 total for him. He goes under. Tyrone Tracy, good. 0, 9, 1, 2, 2. So that's 14 total under. Singletary goes 2, 5, 3, 4, 2. So 16 under. Rico Dowdle goes 1, 9, 3, 0, and 1. So that's what, 14 total? So that's mm-hmm. under. In the regular season, when they played Brian Robinson, he goes 1, minus 2, 0, 1, and 3. Mm-hmm. So 2 total. Pittsburgh, Najee goes for minus 2, 2, 0, 4, and minus 1. 7 total, under. Jaylen Warren, 1, 4, 4, 1, and 6. 16 total, under. Then you have the only other guy that goes over out of these 12 running backs of consequence over the last – 9 games versus Carolina. Chuba goes 3, 15, 4, 4, and 3. So he goes for 31 total, but that was buttressed once again by that 15-yard rush. If that rush would have been just like the average of the others, we're looking at like 3.8, 3.9 yards per carry is what 3.9 per carry is what we need here to stay under. That would have been fallen if he'd just gotten, you know, his median instead of popping that 15-yard rush off, he would have gone under. And then Derrick Henry, a GOAT, goes 5, 0, 4, 6, and 4. So he goes 19. He goes under. Like, Jacobs is going under on the first four. Derrick Henry is. The Pittsburgh guys. I don't think that Kareem Hunt has as much juice as the rest of these dudes. Agreed. He's going to come in there and pop one off for 15 yards against this battering ram of a defensive front. Right off the bat, Kareem Hunt just is off to the races. I don't think that that's how this thing goes. So I love Kareem Hunt under less than whatever, 19.5 rushing yards, first five attempts.
I like it.
What else you got?
I was going to ask you one question. They have one that's sacks taken, and Mahomes and Hurts, have you looked at these numbers?
No.
If you had to guess sacks taken, what would you set the number at for both Mahomes and Hurts?
Jeez, I don't ever bet those.
I haven't seen them all year, so I'm just seeing them now, and I'm just wondering if you have like a off the dome, because off the dome I would have thought
say 1.5 each or something.
2.5 each. And when I went back and looked, do you know how many times Mahomes was sacked in that Super Bowl against Tampa when they got beat? And he was – remember that game when Mahomes was just – it felt like he was getting sacked every play, right? And he made that throw where he was like horizontal to the ground and they got beat 31-9.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Remember that game?
Yeah.
He got sacked 3 times.
Yeah, dude, in the postseason, Mahomes runs a lot. What is Mahomes' rushing line? Can we get that at like 24 yards or so? I haven't even looked at that. What is that?
30. That's a little high. Buffalo, he had 43 last week. Houston, before Christmas, he had 33. Needed a couple of a 12 and a 14 in there between there. Hurts is actually at 38, so he's just barely a touch ahead of Mahomes right now. He hit 770 against the Rams.
Do you think that coming into this game, do you worry at all that they're just like, dude, we're not going to let Saquon Barkley beat us. We're not going to do it.
Here's the thing. They can say that, but look at that offensive line. Like, you might be able to say, all right, we're going to put 8 in the box. We're going to have a guy that's, you know, constantly shadowing.
I get it. I just wonder.
Good luck. Because if you say he's not going to beat us.
Well, they could go to some kind of, you know, single high look. And that would help. I mean, that would help out the receivers and stuff.
And what, you're going to put A.J. Brown on an island? He's going to go 4 for $140. You know what I'm saying? Like, McDuffie's a great corner, but he plays predominantly inside. I don't think you want to put A.J. Brown on an island out there.
Oh, it's, I mean, it's a little bit of pick your poison.
Exactly.
But I think I would pick the A.J. Brown poison over the Saquon poison recently.
It's a Super Bowl for a reason.
Yeah. No, it's true. So, that Mahomes rush yards is a little – I think I would still take the more or the higher, whatever they want us to say instead of over.
what about Worthy? Worthy's had more than 10 rushing yards in 4 of the last 5 games.
I couldn't believe that the lines on his rushing?
Rushing, 6.5 yards, 4 of the last 5 games he's had more than 10. 10 or more, I should say. The game against Houston, he had a -8 burger. But they've at least, you know, attempted rushes with him every game.
Yeah, man. I think that's one rush for big plays day, right?
I think I'm going to throw that one on my side of the ticket.
What about speaking of big play guys called big play? What about big play Slay, who is now going to have to? So, is he going to have to match up on? So Xavier Worthy's been playing a little bit more out of the slot. Juju plays only in the slot, really. What is Hollywood Brown's line? I'll bet you Hollywood Brown's going to get Slay, and Slay's much slower than he is. They're not putting Slay on Worthy. That would be idiotic.
Hollywood's at 41. Juju's at 15.
I think Hollywood's a good bet. His usage has been good.
How weird is it? Is Hopkins going to retire at the end of the year?
Yes.
Gosh.
Don't you think? I would think he does. I mean,
he's kind of that archetype of the just like gone. Those bigger receivers that don't exactly have the speed. Like him and Keenan Allen feel like they're like probably, you know, 3/4 of the way out the door.
I like Hollywood here. I like Hollywood versus Slay.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to write that down. I might add that onto our prop sheet. Of course, you can get the underdog / ultimate player prop cheat sheet over at rosterwatch.com, but I think I'm going to add Hollywood onto mine, over 41.5 receiving yards. Here's the other one. Or two other things that I just had kind of written down that I wanted to ask you about. What is Juju Smith-Schuster's receiving? Because I don't think he's going to do 15
and a half. That thing's been picked over 60,000 times.
People are saying he's going to go over that, but I just think it's going to be tough versus Cooper DeJean.
I mean, he had a 60 piece against Buffalo last week.
He
a lot of nuggets.
Yeah, but look at the 4 games prior to that. 0, 18, 4, and 0. Okay, so that was something I was thinking about. I was also thinking about how puny the Jahan Dotson one is.
One catch?
Yeah, like one catch for, I mean, 3.5 yards. Do you think he catches a ball?
I mean, 4 of the last 5 games he has. That's all it takes.
Shouldn't we take Jahan Dotson over 3.5 receiving yards?
That feels like a trash man play. I like it.
Okay, I'm going to write that one down too. And then the only other one, it's not on Underdog, but another thing that I asked Gronk about today, I said, go look at pictures from the last two Super Bowls and tell me what color the Gatorade is that they splashed on Andy Reid. And that thing showed me two Super Bowls, two straight, of purple Gatorade going on to Andy Reid. Do we have any lines on the – I'm sure that everybody knows this by now, but do we have any I just had to completely wipe my hard drive, Cody, as you know, because I was having issues with my computer. And so I can't – and this was just yesterday, and I forgot my DraftKings and FanDuel passwords, and I'm going to have to get on it later today, but I can't pull it up easily.
So the prop numbers for Gatorade, it looks like FanDuel has it available, but it's only in Illinois and New Jersey. Every other state doesn't allow this for whatever reason. Purple plus 225, yellow, green, lime plus 250, orange plus 400, blue plus 650, red, pink plus 650, clear or water 900, or no Gatorade bath 2500. Does no Gatorade bath count if they miss?
No. If the Gatorade comes over the side, it's going to be considered a Gatorade bath, because how do you know some little splatter didn't get on Reed? And I think the reason why it's 225 is it's like if the Eagles win, who knows? But it feels like they've baked it in at plus 225 that it's going to be purple if purple again.
That the team loves purple.
If it's the Chiefs, so
all right. I got one more before we go. We have to pick an MVP. You have to pick the game. You have to pick an MVP.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, the Chiefs are going to win, and Patrick Mahomes is the MVP.
Oh, you're such a chuck.
Hey, dude, I like making money.
All right. I'm going to go – I really do think the Chiefs win. And I think Patrick Mahomes, he's plus 120. He's the leading odd getter. After that, Saquon plus 260, Hurts plus 350, Kelsey's plus 1500, Worthy is plus 2800. Better odds than AJ Brown.
What is AJ Brown?
Plus 3500. I'm gonna go Eagles win with a walk off. By Saquon Barkley, plus 260.
Homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.